In filling out the Government Records Access and Management Act form requesting the audio from the closed-door deliberations regarding the midterm appointment for the Park City Council, KPCW cited it would be in the best interest of the public to hear the remarks made in the closed-door sessions. The city was slow to respond to the initial request, so KPCW asked Mayor Andy Bierman for an update on the status.
Any word from legal department on when we may expect to hear those audio tapes about the closed sessions?
No, legal's been a little busy with this turn on Treasure Hill. I believe you've submitted a grammar request, and we will process that.
Bierman says Linware Peak's appointment wasn't illegal, even though council's deliberations were.
We deliberated and made the selection in a public meeting, as we were required to do. The mistake we made is post-interviews, we had some discussions about character in a closed meeting, which is very typical for any time you do hires or you select for boards and that. It turns out there is a piece of state law that doesn't allow us to do that, and we missed that piece, and we apologize for that. We take our public trust very seriously, and we feel badly that it went this way. I had been an applicant that had gone through this process, and I found it really uncomfortable and weird, so we tried extra hard to keep this as transparent as possible and even over communicate with our candidates, and it turns out we made a mistake, which is on us. But I don't think it nullifies the process, and certainly all the candidates I've heard from are comfortable with the process. They feel like they were treated fairly.
As for why Bierman didn't resign in June when he decided to run for mayor, which would have voided the need for a midterm appointment, he says there were no guarantees, and if he wasn't elected as the new mayor, he wanted to finish out his term on council.
It would have been a little presumptuous when we had a very strong field that I was going to get elected. Now, I was one of three strong candidates, and the likelihood when I put in, there was a very good likelihood that I would have lost that race, and then I would have neither been on council or mayor. So it didn't make a lot of sense. I actually heard the opposite. Some people were criticizing me for leaving council early to be mayor, which I feel is kind of an internal shift. It's a ship. We're all on council. It's just a move to leadership. But I took a little heat for that.
Peak was one of 15 applicants and the only one on city staff. Bierman says her role as the community outreach liaison made her the perfect choice, despite the appearance that council appointed a friend and colleague.
We had a lot of good candidates. You know, we probably had five super qualified candidates. We boiled that down to three. But what really made Liz stand out were a couple of characteristics. One is her experience attending council meetings, first as a reporter working for KPCW and then as a staffer. She has nearly 6 years of her belt of attending almost all of our council meetings and many of our planning commission meetings, as well as almost all the community forums. So she had a base of knowledge which stood out above and beyond the other candidates. Even Josh and Diane, who had been recently attending meetings, or Alex, who had served on council. But one of the things that she brings to this council, which we think is an important dimension, is she speaks Spanish. She has been our liaison to the Latino community for 18 months, as well as our liaison to the senior community. So she has got a ton of work and great relationships with two of the main communities we want to work with on our social equity efforts. So she brought a dimension to council that we did not otherwise have, and it was in an area that we knew we were weak and we knew we wanted to move forward. The fact that she was familiar and a friend to several of us was actually a liability for her in the discussions. We looked at that, and we didn't want the public to feel like there was favoritism. And so we discussed, you know, should we go with a less controversial candidate? But she was so much stronger than all the other candidates. We figured we would weather that criticism because we felt like she was going to be the best candidate for the community.
KPCW will keep you posted regarding the progress of the grammar request. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.